Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's AnnaBots.ai. My name is there. So today's guest is Emma O'Brien. Emma has been an entrepreneur for 20 years. She's a certified heart math coach and a Mama Beck Wayfinder trained life coach. She blends intuitive and practical coaching skills with her extensive expertise in helping her clients shift their mindsets and change their lives for the better. Her BizHap is about that time when she lost all her work from a once-in-a-lifetime event. Sounds stressful. Emma, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, Anna. Thank you very much for having me. And I love the idea of your podcast of actually things aren't always as successful as they look on the outside for people, right? So going back to about 2005, when I'd started my photography business and I'd been in business for about 18 months or so, I shot a wedding for a couple. It was a second wedding, which probably played in my favor when I tell you the story. And at the time, I don't think I was really kind of aware of things like backing up. And I made a lot of assumptions about technology always being completely reliable. And I had uploaded all of the wedding photos onto a hard drive. And going back, you know, nearly 20 years, they were quite big hard drives that were plugged into an external power source that had wheels in them that span. And I uploaded all the pictures onto the hard drive, wiped my memory cards, and carried on with my other shoots that I had. And the hard drive fell off the desk.
Oh, no.
And oh, yes. And of course, I'd written over the original memory cards I'd used. And when I plugged the hard drive back into the computer, I couldn't access anything on it. And it got sent away for a guy to try and recover it. And I couldn't recover any of the work that was on there. I think I managed to recover half the wedding from the memory cards. So I didn't lose the whole wedding. I lost half a wedding. And that was, and probably to this day, with the exception of asking my first husband for a divorce, that was probably the most awkward conversation I have ever had with anybody.
Oh my gosh, how did it go? How did you solve this?
So, and I think there's lots of lessons in here. I kept the client in the loop when it happened, and I phoned her and I said, listen, I've had a problem with your pictures. And I think if I look at it now and I think of myself in my early 20s, I actually think it was a very brave thing to do, because lots of people might have like disappeared and gone to find, gone to a foreign country somewhere and never come back, you know, or totally avoided the conversation. But I spoke to the client and I said, listen, this has happened. I'm trying to recover the pictures, but, you know, I've got half of them. And when I couldn't get the rest of them back, I just picked up the telephone and I said to her, I'm so terribly, terribly sorry. I've lost half the pictures. Can I do something else for you? And I think she said to me, it was because it was a second wedding. She said to me, well, I was kind of expecting this phone call. I'm not very happy about it, but, you know, I think she took pity on me because I was about 20, 24, 25 at the time. And then I shot something else for her as a bit of a sorry, you know, kind of gift. And I learned a very valuable lesson about backing work up and not being reliant on technology always working for you. Yes. I hear now, even with photographers, that they have a computer that crashes and they lose all their work. I mean, it's lots of people, you know, designers, whoever's, you know, everybody who's using a computer, you have to back your work up if you want to keep hold of it.
Yes.
So it's been a valuable lesson. But of course, I've gone from that extreme with that one incident to I am now a completely paranoid backer upper with my pictures. So I don't wipe a memory card now until I've completely edited the set of pictures and backed that set of pictures up in three separate places.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, we have an internal joke here with the team. I hope I don't offend anybody, but we say Jesus saves and makes incremental backups.
Absolutely. And I think that's just a brilliant yes. motto.
You know, I feel this in my bones. I have had that same thing happen to me. I studied architecture. My team and me made this humongous project, and we were about to finish, and we lost everything. Mm-mm. And it because nobody backed up the work. Yep. Or at some point, some photographers, my camera's broken, and I didn't bring a backup one. You know.
Yep.
So yes, having a backup is very important. Also, what you say about technology, that not mm-hmm. leaning on it, technology is here for us to be better, to augment our powers, mm-hmm. but not for us mm-hmm. to just like lean on it completely. So I'm very glad that, well, I'm not glad that that happened to you.
No,
but
I'm not either, but it would have happened at some point. This is the trouble, is this happened? I had memory cards fail before, but mm-hmm. I'm talking again, touch wood, it was, you know, 15 years ago, and it's because I wasn't formatting them properly. You learn lessons from things and proceed with caution. And you've got to have these systems in place. If you're running a professional business, you can't just lose somebody's work. And it's so interesting, not so long ago, I've got a big iMac that I work on. And I'm pretty good at backing the main computer up, but because I do my multiple backups on various places, I'm not too paranoid about it. And the whole thing just wouldn't reboot one day. And I had to take it to the Apple store. And they said to me, the only thing we can do is wipe it and start again.
So
I had an oh no moment. And then I'm racking my brains. And when did I last do a backup? And it wasn't a complete catastrophe. I had to redo two album designs that hadn't been backed up on a latest backup, but that was it. Mm. And it wasn't a complete disaster. And I think when you make the assumption that the computer's just going to turn on every time, it's a very dangerous assumption to make.
Yes. Yes. What a great and practical takeaway. So Emma, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I help small business owners and women who are looking to really up-level their lives, up-level their businesses, and are perhaps a little bit stuck with knowing they need to change things, but not really knowing what to change. So that is what I help people with. I'm a certified HeartMath coach. I'm also a Martha Beck certified and trained Wayfinder life coach as well. So lots of tools at my disposal. And I love to really help people shine and live their best lives.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Emma O'Brien, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when she lost all her work from a once-in-a-lifetime event. I mean, that was the second wedding of this person, but anyways. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder for you, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.